not necessarily express the views of WJJG ownership, its staff, or sponsors.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio, for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. You are listening to WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station, owned by the awesome Joe Gentile. We are also streaming live on the web at WJJG AM 1530, and I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and thank you again for listening to Aging Info Radio. We have a Facebook page, and you can click on the like, and you will get weekly updates and information. I have an in-studio friend with me today, and that is my neighbor, Katie Seacomb, who is a student at Concordia University of Chicago, and she is majoring in physical education and health. And I also found out that she just got straight A's last semester. Congratulations, Katie. And Katie also has great parents, John and Carol, and hello to my great neighbors, and welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Susie, and I just wanted to say hello to my parents, John and Carol. Love you.
Oh, thank you. Well, my show today is related to health, and with Katie having her major in physical education and health, it's pretty apropos. It is about living better and longer. Both of my guests are walking, talking educational gurus in their fields. We're going to learn about dehydration and what orthomolecular medicine is. Yes, the human population, agriculture, forests, and wildlife are being greatly affected by dehydration. And I've actually heard that water is going to be the Earth's greatest commodity by 2050 because we are running out of it. And I will find out from my first guest if that's so. And for the extreme temperatures out there, stay hydrated. The elderly are at the greatest risk for a heat stroke. And actually, these extreme temperatures are all over the country. So make sure you're checking on those you know who live alone. Because the risk of dehydration are more serious than you may think. Heat stroke is another consequence of dehydration that is often not taken seriously. And heat stroke due to excessive perspiration and over-exercising can be fatal. My first guest today is Sharon Kleina, who is the founder and chairman of Biologic Aqua Research out of Grants Pass, Oregon. She is the inventor of water business research on dehydration and disease that causes aging. Her signature product is Nature's Tears Eye Mist, and millions of them have been sold in drugstores everywhere. Doctors say that the dry eye is a problem with about 80% of their patients, along with macular degeneration, which is leading into a lot of blindness. Sharon is also the radio host of Sharon Kleina Hour, Power of Water, Earth's Changing Environment, and Your Health. Her show has aired 4 years, and she's had over 380 guests on Voice America, World Talk Radio, Green Talk, and now her shows are on iTunes. Welcome, Sharon, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. I really appreciate you having me on and being able to get to know you people in Chicago.
There you go. Well, you're calling us definitely from another part of the country in Oregon.
We're cooler than you are, but you are right about the dehydration effects of what's going on and the warning signs.
Oh, definitely. Now, have you heard that water will be the greatest commodity in years to come?
I was a guest speaker several years ago because I've been in water research for years now and studying dehydration. Water is already. And I just did a press release with the blessings of NASA. I was a concerned Sue. That the shuttle came down today for the last time, Atlantis. I was really concerned about that because I believe in my research and the scientists from all over the world and the millions of dollars that I put behind this too, Sue, of investment, that people have to realize that the fresh water on the surface of the Earth is influencing the moisture in the air that keeps the organism of all life on Earth alive, keeps it healthy, keeps it detoxified. But out there, away from Earth, we can only study getting off the Earth and going out into the universe, the solar system, to study what is happening with climate change every day and will happen forever, but also what is happening with the life on our Earth and the freshwater studies. So I didn't look at Atlantis coming down today for the last time, like everybody, like a lot of people. You mentioned you wanted me to define dehydration, and when you were opening the show to your audience about what's happening with the heat, it is serious. But dehydration is, in the womb of the mother, you're in water. When you entered into the air you breathe in that delivery room, you were all of a sudden stark naked, no water. That moment on, Sue, without the water around you to protect you every day, every moment that you were used to get to that point, to come out to live in this air we're living in, you're dehydrating from that second on. You open the eyelid. The eyes have no skin over the skin is not, the eyelid is not closed all day long. So therefore, the eyes are a subject. Now, in the womb, the eyes and the brain connect together. Now, why is it that nature did that? It's because when you entered in the air you breathe, the eyes will have, the brain is 80 to 90% water. But the surface of the eye is 99% water. So if you're getting too dry and too dehydrated, all of a sudden the brain gets stressed. All of a sudden the stress that comes onto the eye because the eyes are not getting enough moisture from the air, then it affects the mouth, the saliva. So when you're having temperatures rise like you're having in your area, and the humidity is so thick, you're so warm, overheated, all of a sudden the dehydration goes another way. You all of a sudden get dehydrated out of control.
Wow. Now, what about, let's talk about environmentally dehydrating. I know you had said the Earth is becoming drier. Explain that a little bit more.
What I learned that startled me many, many years ago, and by the way, I need to tell your audience, I'm going to be 70 years old in January.
That's 70 years
young.
So
I'm part of, and I'm in it from an era, but way back in time, I started studying stress. And I started noticing that when I studied the stress, that all of a sudden I went after the water on Earth, but I also went after studying the air affecting the water and the water affecting the air. And I brought in millions of dollars to do this, and because I could see where dehydration disease is the itch on your toe to hair loss to cancer to you name it, your stress is caused because you're too dehydrated. Now, what does that mean, real quickly? The body is 50 trillion cells, and water is in the cell. In fact, on my radio show, I had a Nobel Prize winner who said he got the Nobel Prize proving there was water in the cell because they wanted him to prove it through science and time. You look at the Earth we're living on as human life. We started out as a Neanderthal. We went into Homo sapien, and then we grew. We became disciplined as an animal, and we became human. And the organism of our life and our process of water has to be, or we don't live. There's no life. It isn't the ocean, it's the fresh water. And the fresh water on our Earth, when it comes down, we're not saving enough of it to keep enough of it on the surface. It's literally rushing off to the ocean or down into the aquifers. So, but fresh water on the surface of the Earth, too, is the influence on what is going on in the air. Now, if the air is too polluted, it'll cleanse it out. If it's too warm, it'll make it a little cooler. What is happening out in the solar system that the astronauts and our space shuttles have been learning from America, and America was the leaders until today, it came down for the last time for a while. But we were the leaders. We were the ones that showed the world this is vital for life, saving lives and saving our planet Earth, the water. So the changes that are going on are up to the life on Earth to be able to learn how do you live with Earth. The Earth is not going to learn to live with us. We need to learn to live with the Earth. So what is happening there, Sue, that surface water has to be fresh, the air has to be clean, and it's the water that's on the surface keeping that air as a solvent clean. And the solar system is affecting us, and we're affecting it. We have a great influence on them here on Earth.
What are the effects of air pollution and humidity? I mean, neither one of those would bring really clean moisture.
You're right. That's what's happened also. As I studied it, and remember, I need to tell everybody, we brought in millions of dollars to study this. What has happened on the planet Earth, because there's not enough fresh water to create the cleaner humidity, the water is being affected, but the soil is being affected by pollution. Now, those pollutions can come from all over the world. There's no doubt in my mind that the effect of other countries of the world are affecting our cloud system, our system in the solar system, coming to us too, in the United States and all parts of the world. We're affecting them. And my guests that are very prominent authorities in the world on the subject matter of our population. Each person born is affecting the next moment. We are each a moving robot on the surface of the Earth, living in the orbit of the Earth. So it's all affecting. Now, when you were talking today about health issues too, that's what took me into studying, okay, what is the effect of this on the health of everyone dehydrating and not understanding the description of dehydration? Remember, the day you're born, you begin to dehydrate. So we as people have a responsibility to live our lives each day, Sue, to think about how are we going to be healthy today. I look at the health insurance. I'll just say that the publicly held health insurance companies, the cost went up because the stockholders said, we want to make more money. We want to make more money. So health insurance programs kept going up. But the other thing that happened to the health insurance is we started relying upon our health insurance for our health.
Mm-hmm.
Our responsibilities, as I would say to your audience and to the whole wide world, is up to us. When we get out of bed every day, Sue, and we put our feet on the ground, we are living with the freedom of choice and responsibility to want to be healthier.
Absolutely. And I also would like to know which body parts are most susceptible to environmental dehydration.
The eyes.
The eyes. The eyes are the, and that's why you created your product, your Nature's Tears.
I have to share with you something. I've been in skin research for about 30 years, and I really originally said, okay, the skin of your earth, like the soil of your earth and the surface, and it's a symptom, but it's your dam. It's backing up the slowing down the dehydration. But when ophthalmology research came to me about 12 years ago and said, we have a problem. You've been able to understand, Sharon, the skin. Would you go in and study the surface of the eye? Blindness is out of control, and by a time of a generation, they'll be out of control. It is already, Sue, up to every 4 seconds someone going blind. In China, I think it's every 3 seconds because of their severe soil pollution, water pollution, air pollution. So I said, well, I'll take some time and I'll study that, and I did, and several months later, about a year later, I showed them that the surface of the eye, when the eyelid is opened, must maintain the water area. But if it gets too dry, the eyesight begins to diminish. Slowly, very slowly, not quickly. It's all because of the individuality, Sue, of the eyes. Now, in the delivery room, when you're born, Sue, and your audience needs to know this, there's never two eyes alike. Like no two fingerprints alike. That's our dehydration process. Now, before I move on too quickly, I need to say to your audience and to you, I hope you're drinking fresh water every day, up to 8 to 10 glasses a day, no added ingredients in it. I'm not going to count the tea, the coffee, the juice, the added vitamins, nothing. I want it to be water. And the thing is that water is your solvent. It digests and it detoxifies. The skin is the surface of your body to back that water up, but if the skin gets too dry, you back up toxin. And let's just say you filter more toxin through the skin if it's a healthy skin than you flush the toilet through. The human eye organ, I proved, is having an overload on what's happening on the planet Earth, the changes. Now, we can learn to live with this if we're willing. It's like I said to somebody recently, Sue, I said, if you want to feel good, you'll work at that.
That's right.
If
well,
you don't want to feel good, you'll work at that, too.
We are going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to talk more about the worldwide dry eye crisis. I have some questions that hopefully will move us all forward. This is Aging Info Radio, and we'll be right back.
Divine Providence Home Health Care brings quality medical care home, where recovery is faster and where patients want to be. Medicare rates Divine Providence as one of the country's best home care providers, offering patients independence with custom care. Once a patient qualifies for home care, Medicare pays 100%. Divine Providence Home Health Care therapists, RNs, social workers, and home health aides work throughout Chicago. They are experts in rehabilitation, in-home laboratory testing, and post-surgical care, among many other services. Doctor's home visits can also be arranged. For the best possible recovery, call for a free consultation. 855-4-CARE-AT-HOME or 855-422-7328. For patients of Divine Providence Home Health Care, nothing heals like home. Call 855-422-7328.
Award-winning metabolic scientist Dr. Donald K. Lehman's 3 decades of research has given us the metabolic system. Burn fat naturally using your own metabolism. Nourish, protect, and build lean, healthy muscles. Halt the endless cycle of cravings and crashes. The metabolic system will be the very last stop in your weight loss journey. Call me for your free gift, 855-LEAN-LIFE. Correct your metabolism, 855-LEAN-LIFE.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA pension with aid in attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call WealthCare Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. WealthCare Consults is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I'm with Sharon Kleina. And Sharon's website is biologicaquaresearch.com. And Sharon, I have a question for you. When you are dehydrated, is your eyes the first indicator of that?
I would say the new discovery and studies are proving it is. And the reason they had not been able to decide that for so many years of study is because they hadn't understood yet what to describe as with the tear film in the eye. And let me teach you something. On the surface of your eye, Sue, you have a tear film. It's a clear film. It's like your dam. It's like the skin of your body is a dam to hold back and kind of slow it down and hopefully detoxify if it's healthy. But your eyes have a tear film, and your audience can go and look up the word tear film. It's 3 layers. In fact, they can come to our website. We educate it because we're the only company that has a patent in the description of the tear film with the product worldwide. But on the surface of your eye, the tear film has 3 layers, and that middle layer is the water layer, and that water layer is that decision maker. And if that decision maker isn't keeping that 99% water table that is so important, the eyes begin to have a change. You'll notice blurring and drowsy and more irritable.
And is that where dry eye hot spot comes in, or that's completely?
Dry eyes, the dry eye hot spot that we talk about is hot spots of the body. Yes, that is the indicator. I think in time, I've had on my show leading scientists from Harvard and stem cells. I'm very pleased that they're studying the stem cells in the eye because that'll teach us a lot of what's going on with that water table level is in the stem cells. And I'm really excited about what they've been doing. But again, our audience needs to know that 80% of the complaints are eyes, and that your eyes could be causing your irritability, Then I brought in doctors also to learn more. Well, what we know, the air is causing it. We know that. Now, I need to, before the show is done today, I need to mention where the worst air problems are, though, Sue. Indoors. Insulated windows and walls. I wish to God I was at a time of life where I could have talked them out of it. Because insulated windows and walls have closed off and made a cockpit out of for dry air. Then they have forced air, heating and cooling. Then you have a massive population where all the chemicals in our fabrics, our bedding, and everything is so concentratedly heavy. That's a dehydrator. Then I'll go into what your next guest will talk about, the diet. So, and your diet has to be understood. You have to digest that diet. It affects the eyes. So the eyes are the indicator. And if you watch yourself, Sue, when your eyes start getting a little blurry and all of a sudden you get a little tense, the brain is on overload because it's 80 to 90% water. Well, if the surface of the eye doesn't have the maintenance of the support, that's why I decided, and they talked me into launching the product to support that humidity to the eye. Nature's Tears Eye Mist is the only product like it in the world. It's a handheld portable humidifier with a patent now describing what it can do to supplement the eyes very comfortably, no blurring. They were able to prove that eye drops are causing a dehydration of flooding. So with Nature's Tears Eye Mist, you come in, you give it a mist to provide the humidity effect that you can't get from the air, and it's clean. Then if your doctors recommended an eye drop, it would come second. But don't keep overdoing the eye drops. The eyes can become addicted to the eye drops because they're so dehydrating. But if you use your Nature's Tears Eye Mist as your humidifier supplement to the tear film, then all of a sudden you've got to supplement how you're going to live on this earth. And especially with your heat today, it would become a miracle worker for supplementation. But you're right about eyes are, to me, I ended up leaving the skin for a while, although it's always with me in our research, but and there's skin around the eyes, but the eyes became an enormous focus for research to me.
Now, your Nature's Tears Eye Mist, you said it's sold at millions of drugstores everywhere.
Throughout the United States, we went into research into the drugstores as a small company to do market testing, and we're just in the midst of licensing that business out to companies to go into the stores. We've been in the stores when the economy changed. We couldn't afford to keep up with their advertising commitments that they said we had to do. And we were the youngest company in that department. So we're in the midst of licensing to do that with companies. We are throughout the United States in thousands of drugstores. In the smaller drugstores, we're online with Walgreens.com. We're with Amazon.com. We're with Drugstore.com. We have our own .com. We have our own telemarketing. But we're in the midst of licensing.
So you're in the midst of licensing to actually have the product in those stores.
In the stores, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So coming soon, shall we say, right?
Well, and it's on the .com, like I said, with Amazon.com, Drugstore.com, Walgreens.com, and R.com, and our telemarketing. And but we are in thousands of stores. And when they take it out into those thousands of stores, we don't always know which stores and which territory in which location it's going to be. But if people cannot find it near them, they can call us, and we could tell them where to get it, or we could get it into the store near them while we're getting in the licensing, or they can order it from us. Because with our discounts, what we do for the education of the eye is when you buy from us, you're getting the education of the eye at the same time. We give senior citizen discounts, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
But we want to be the educators of the eye. When we're giving a discount, it means you're learning more about your eye. Then you can go buy from the stores. And a lot of doctor's offices are selling it, too, Sue, throughout the United States.
Well, it sounds like a really great product, considering that your eyes, you know, have that film and it needs to be hydrated. I also noticed in the winter in the Chicago area, we're indoors a lot. And when it does start, or you do go outside, even if it's really cold, sometimes your eyes feel better, and it must be because you're not in the inside of a house or a building.
Exactly. You're back to that insulation.
Yep. So let's talk about what with all this going on, global dehydration, is it reversible?
No.
It's not. So what is nations and...
But what it is, Sue, and the audience needs to understand this, and this is what I've said on my radio talk show about the power of the water and the environment. I've had my show in Kenya, and you know, if you were reading recently about what's happening in Kenya with the horrible drought and the lives that are being lost. And by the way, Sue, 5,000 children are dying a day on our planet Earth that don't have water. Now, when my company gives me a time and I get out there far enough, I'm going out, and I said to the world, I'm going to save those 5,000 children a day.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, malaria means bad water. But that's what I said, and that's why I had my show, and your show is so important for educating all of us, is that we can learn to live with it.
Well, what can we do as an individual to reverse the globe?
Okay. What you do is, first of all, in your homes, I teach, I'm not for humidifiers that force the air in the humidifiers, but I do believe in putting vases of water and one in each room throughout the house so the air can pull out moisture out of the vase and put moisture in the air. If you live in a place where you can keep a window open, to give it a chance to breathe in the house, a crack of a window. The other one is when you take your showers and your bath. There's a way to take, you know, showers only rinse you, but they don't detoxify you. The bath detoxifies you. We as a society got away from what detoxifies us and keeps us lubricated and keeps our bodies with humidity. The other one, the most important, and I will tell your audience, I was so disturbed at the last one again, the nutrition chart. They did not put one glass of water on there. But water is the most important part of your survival, and it's the most important part of fresh water for Earth to survive. Fresh
mm-hmm.
water, not the air. So they need to drink 8 to 10 glasses a day, and it can happen. Keep your log, keep your memory bank going. I had a glass of water as soon as I got out of bed. I had another glass of water about 2 hours later, an hour later. I had my supplements, and I had a full big glass of water. I have my water throughout the day and before I go to bed. Now, if you think you have to go to the bathroom more frequently, well, fine, detoxify. Don't complain about it. It's detoxification. The other one is what's going to be the exciting of your next guest, diet.
Mm-hmm.
Diet.
Absolutely.
I've had doctors from all over the world and, you know, professors and scientists. We are learning that diet to live on this earth is vital. And the diet must maintain dark green vegetables like kale and every day, kale and chard, Swiss chard and spinach and broccoli and arugula, and keep those salads and that roughage coming through you, and steamed vegetables, not as much meat and chicken and fish. Try to get more protein out of your vegetables and learn how to do that. And now I don't know how he's going to go with me on this, but they have found that improves for diabetics, rheumatoid arthritis, macular degeneration, your weight, your gastric juices, your gout. You learn how to detoxify because you're getting more roughage in you. You're going toward more to the proteins out of vegetables than you are to meat, fish, and chicken.
Now, with longevity and hydration, what would you give, what would you say, besides the 8 glasses of water, what else can you do to help you with that?
Drinking a lot of water, a good, excellent diet, and excellent sleep.
Yeah, that's right. I remember when I first talked to you, Sharon, you said people don't know, but they could live to be 115 and healthy, and you're cheating your eating, as long as you're not cheating your eating or cheating your sleeping, right?
Exactly. You are right. The word cheat. One of my doctors, who's a very well-known doctor, ophthalmologist, because I have no end of them on my team, but in refractive eye, we call it cheating. If you want to cheat and eat something, like sugar is the worst culprit there is, because it heats up the molecules and the carbohydrates to body temperatures that you don't want. It heats you up, and it turns into toxins. But that's called cheating. But if you should cheat, remember, before the day's over, you got to figure out how to get those dark greens in you. But the sleep, that's the other thing, is Earth learned how to sleep. Nighttime comes, change, take a melancholy change. We got to learn how to sleep. Don't just let it take over and think, okay, I'm going to lay my head on the pillow, I'm going to go sleep. Learn how you can get prepared to go to bed and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And get
and
good
sleep.
If you
should wake up, how are you going to get back to sleep? It's a learning process.
Absolutely. So what would you give us as your words of wisdom for the day?
Well, I always say this. Earth has a secret. Embrace your personal life. And I know you're going to embrace somebody else's if you do. And Earth is whispering those two. Don't say goodbye, because then you'll be learning more how to be healthy.
There you go. And once again, I'm talking to Sharon Kleina. Her website is
Biologic Aqua Research. And like you said, we're on Voice America, World Talk Radio, Apple iTunes, Green Talk. And I want to thank you for having me on. And I love Chicago, by the way. We always stay at the Hilton in Chicago.
We love Chicago, too. Those of us that live here, at least
I
do.
Oh, by the way, you've got that water going right down the middle of Chicago.
That's right. And also, Sharon's website for Nature's Tears is naturestears.com. And hopefully we'll start to see it. We have a lot of Walgreens here, so maybe we'll start to see it on the shelf there very soon.
Yeah, they have it on their .com too, Walgreens.
All right. Well, thank you, Sharon, and I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me. Everybody have a wonderful summer and stay cool.
And drink water. We'll be right
back.
And
drink water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Is living independently important to you? Would you like to remain in your home but worry that help won't be there when you need it most? Speak to Robert Rivera. He and the folks at ADT have protected American homes and businesses for more than 135 years. And now, through its companion service, you will feel the same security, knowing that you can obtain emergency help with just the push of a button. ADT's companion service can provide stress-free independence while you remain in the comfort of your own home. Once installed, you will have two-way communication with trained ADT specialists, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not only is ADT's personal emergency response system easy to use, but it comes with a lifetime service guarantee and flexible contract. For a free, no-obligation consultation, call Robert Rivera, 224-627-2111 for more information. 224-627-2111. Don't delay. Peace of mind is a phone call away.
Can you believe how much everything costs these days? From medicine to groceries, just to name a few. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or more, a government-backed reverse mortgage might be just the thing to help you with your expenses. Imagine eliminating your current mortgage bill or credit card bills, or maybe get a monthly check to pay for needed expenses like caregiving so that you can remain in your home. If you're an aging couple, what happens when you lose your spouse and their Social Security goes away? Why not meet with a local representative and learn more about how reverse mortgages work? Maybe it's something for you. Mortgage Enterprises Senior Division, Senior Lending Options, has reverse mortgage representatives that will meet with you in the convenience of your home at no charge or obligation. Call Senior Lending Options today for a free brochure or to arrange a meeting. 630-571-5600. That's 630-571-5600. Mortgage Enterprises, NMLS number 194215.
When my father fell and broke his hip, I knew the time had come. He could no longer be left alone. We thought about having him move in with us, but my husband and I both work full-time, and with two kids in college and our own retirement on the horizon, every dollar counts. Worrying about Dad was keeping me up at night, distracting me at work during the day. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about Suburban Home Care. They hire licensed certified nursing assistants and home health aides to come into your home for as little as 2 hours a day, up to round-the-clock care. Dad made it very clear he didn't want to go into a nursing home, and I don't blame him. Now, I can sleep easy at night and work more focused during the day, knowing that Dad is safe in the comfort of his own home and in good hands. It's one of the best phone calls I've ever made. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000, or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I am Sue Zawacki. And as a nation, we continue to decline in the area of health, with obesity and diabetes the fastest growing health epidemics in our country. We have advanced technologies, an abundance of food, or maybe even an overabundance of food. We are inundated as consumers with all types of health choices, and we have natural remedies that can eliminate, that's right, I said eliminate health problems, and they continue to be kept at bay. Insurance and pharmaceutical companies have stayed away from the natural as the profits are not there. My second guest today is Dr. Greg Teft, who is a board-certified naturopathic doctor, clinical nutritionist, and former chiropractor from the Malibu Health and Rehabilitation Center. He worked on the sports med staffs of the Olympic and U.S. national swim teams. He's authored books on personalized nutrition and orthomolecular medicine. One of his books called Your Personal Life, and it is an Amazon bestseller. Dr. Teft also co-founded the Say No to Prescription Drug campaign, and that is No, K-N-O-W. And he's also appeared on Fox TV talking about personalized nutritious testing. One of the many things I learned from Dr. Teft yesterday is the scientific information you receive from his testing gives you information as the specific foods and vitamins you need individually for your optimum health and at the genetic level. This is more than common sense. It is a science and very possibly may be the way of the future for our health. We are getting sicker as a heavily medicated and overweight nation, and something needs to be done differently. Dr. Teft's website is pncscience.com. That's P like Paul and Nancy C. Charles science.com. And welcome to Aging Info Radio, Dr. Greg Teft.
Hello, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I am so excited to have you on today. I have so many questions for you, and I'd like to start out by having your view on, you know, we have a lot more people sick, overweight, drug-dependent, fatigued. We're caffeine-aholics. There's premature aging, and all this in the statistics land out there, and it's greater than ever before in history. What do you see is happening here? And, you know, what, as a powerful and knowledgeable country, I'm just real curious what we're doing. What do you
think?
Well,
I'll tell you what, Sue. You know, unfortunately, the state of our healthcare system, its entire collapse is kind of the best demonstrator that we're failing at getting people well. You know, historically, as an example, back in 1912, Fred Wiley, who was the first head of the Department of Chemistry for the government and also the first head of the FDA, he had at that time a statistic that said that there were 1 in 33 people that would have some kind of cancer in their lifetime. Now it's 1 in 3 will have some type of cancer. And of course, today, compared to yesteryear, we have more people on long-term medications than ever before. About half of the U.S. is just strung out on drugs. You heard about the obesity statistics. I mean, we could spend a whole show talking about how the system is failing us. And there's a reason for that. Actually, your previous guest, Sharon, just hit on a few of the reasons why this is happening. And just to add a secondary thought to what she was saying, even when you hydrate from the outside going in, if you can arrange the sodium and potassium level inside and outside of the cell with more personalized nutrition, which is what we're talking about, you will hydrate the cells more. So it takes less water to hydrate more. A lot of people drink water and it doesn't collect in the right place, and that has to be governed. Of course, we are just minerals and water in composition anyway, and everything made from the minerals and controlled by them. So I just wanted to kind of follow up the thought from your last guest, because water from the outside going in and how to get that water on the inside to maximize for better health is part of our concern, without a doubt.
So how to get it inside the cell versus on the outside of it?
Well, that's all about the internal biochemistry of the body. That has to do with the nutrient balances or imbalances, that has to do with toxic accumulation, that has to do with cell regulator problems, all of which, by the way, standard medicine, regular medical tests don't even look at. Just so you know, we have this this phenomenon of diagnostic reductionism going on. It's a cost-cutting measure. It started really in the 80s, where we're trying to do as little as possible in the way of spending money on tests and procedures to fix people, just doing what's most necessary, waiting until people get really sick. Yet there's this whole dimension of information we have testing for, what every mineral in the body is doing, what vitamins are doing, aminos, fatty acids, how the metabolism's working. It's just unbelievable. You can put a blueprint of how your body works and why it's not right on paper, but we don't do it because they are just trying to save you when you're in really bad shape. In fact, only about 3% of what you could actually test that's wrong in the body is actually taught in medical school. All the other tests, there's about 2,200 from blood, urine, feces, saliva, hair, that pinpoint every toxin. There's 400 of them. All the different nutrients you can imagine. Of course, all the what they call cell regulators. In fact, that's what your body's success as a healthy metabolism is based on, how in balance you are, nutrient-wise, hormone-wise, and cell regulator-wise, and toxin-wise. And unfortunately, the system incentivizes sickness. The sicker you get, the more profitable it is to the powers that be.
Ouch. Now, in regards to aging, how, from your view, how long do you think we should be able to live disease-free, most naturally, without drugs, unless, you know, if there's an extreme emergency? What's your view?
Well, you know, my view is actually the expression of a trillion-dollar industry of orthomolecular medicine, and there's 16 scientific journals, and even medical doctors finally can get educational credit for learning this. So when I tell you these statistics, of course, I've got it all in the book. It's really not my opinion. I'm just expressing the research, you know, conclusions of others. But let's just say in the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine, they said if you could just attain perfect balance in the body, forget this idea that you are what you eat and your body just does the rest automatically, which is nonsense. Everybody's different. They retain different amounts and different things for different reasons, which we can fix if we know about them. We say now, in fact, you are what you retain from what you eat, which is different from person to person to person.
Mm-hmm.
So, in effect, what we have to do is we have to know what's going on in there, and we have to correct it, and we're really not. Premature aging is, your aging is directly connected to this. People that live longer have more balance. People that don't live as long have less balance. It's that simple. So, based on the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine, they say we should be living to be 125, not 75 or 82, whatever the latest statistic is. 125. Now, UCLA took it one step further in their studies on the Arizonian biosphere, where people were worked up for their so-called perfect diet and lifestyle and such. They say 166, Sue. I hope you're saving money.
Oh, yeah, you're just going to work till you're at least 100, right? There you go.
Well, we might have to pay off the debt. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we don't want to go. That's a whole other show in itself,
yes,
right?
I do know that, yes.
Now, let's talk about, you're talking about your cutting-edge, medically proven, governmentally approved and licensed science to guarantee, like, if someone was to live to be 125 years, most people would say, oh, I don't want to live that long because you don't, as you get older, you're not feeling good. So this, that you have this cutting edge technology of testing, or not even technology, just the testing, let's talk about that. What is, you know, how do people get involved in this?
Well, from our part, back in 2001, we found we could mail order most of these tests because the absolute majority of conventional medicine turned its back on it. They just don't want to pay for it. They call it prevention or screening, which is really sad. So, the laws are changed through lobbying so that we can actually send out kits. People can get tested, hair, urine, blood drops, a couple pin pricks on your finger, just amazing stuff all through mail order. We're doing this now in 50 states and 14 other countries. And we're lambasted. People want to know instead of guess about how to conduct their nutrition. Actually, Sharon mentioned about your personal life. That's funny. That's the name of my second book, because we need to measure, you know, what specifically is wrong in the body at a deeper level, at the core of function, and fix it. We can detect and correct. so we can turn problems around provably, because we show here's the test that shows you're full of mercury and your calcium's way off the chart, not being put into bone, being put into your heart as plaque or whatever numbers, or even the sodium and potassium ratio is way off, so you're bloated, your water's not going into cells, whatever it is. And then we use what we call the law of opposites, actually the law of attraction, where we put more of what your body has less of and less of what you have, your body has more of in the way of nutrients.
Balance,
back
right?
Back into place, and it's magical what happens after that point. So we have this all set up just through mail. People just can order tests from us and get started, and we use the, you know, I've been given some awards, as you know, and the book's got all this stuff. The book is a good place, too, to look for this incredible bibliography right there. I just tell you, I have in my advisory board, on my radio shows, I have done a number of radio shows, the most leading scientific authorities in the world telling you what we're saying right now has to be done to change the world, for sure.
Well, I want to find out more about the personalized nutrition work that you're doing, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, so don't go away. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back after a commercial.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200-calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma, not wearing off calories, or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the Internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Americans lost billions in the stock market in recent years, yet investors could have realized gains of as much as 100% without risk had they known about a unique strategy that Wealth Care Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet strategy safeguards your savings in three ways. First, your principal is guaranteed against loss. Second, your gains are protected against loss. Third, you pay no taxes on your gains. No risk, no taxes. What can be better than that? To learn more, write this phone number down now, 800-213-8469. Call today to schedule your confidential, no-obligation consultation with Timothy Frisbee, President of Wealth Care Consultants. Once again, that number is 800-213-8469. Call today. You and your money will be glad you did. The Silver Bullet Strategy safeguards your savings three ways.
Hi, I'm Brett Michaels for the American Diabetes Association. Diabetes is a constant battle. Testing, treating, fighting to live a normal life. I know. I've had diabetes since I was 6 years old. A lot of people don't think it's deadly, but diabetes kills more Americans each year than breast cancer and AIDS combined. It's been called a silent epidemic, and without your help, it will keep getting worse. Please join me in the movement to stop diabetes. Share your passion and your story. Get involved in local events like the Tour to Cure or the Step Out Walk. Learn how you can better manage this disease or reduce your odds of developing it. And give what you can to help us spread the word and fund programs like the Diabetes Camps for Kids and research to find a cure. Join the movement at StopDiabetes.com. Help us fight a deadly disease that shortens and burdens the lives of millions of Americans. Together, we can stop diabetes.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And are you concerned about your aging loved one eating healthy and getting the nutrition they need? Order a week's supply of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Meals, and you'll receive 21 fresh-delivered, never-frozen meals. And you can visit seattlesutton.com or call 800-442-3438, where you get a live consultant. And that's right. Think smart. Think healthy. Think Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. You can also go on our website and click on their ad on the top left corner, and it will take you right to their website. I'm here with Dr. Greg Teft, and we're talking about how to personalize or the personalized nutritional testing that he does. So let's talk about somebody contacts you and they're just not feeling good there, Dr. Tuff. What exactly would you do from point A all the way through it?
Well, we have a system. We start with a total body chemistry test, which looks at all the minerals in your body. It's from hair, so it's easy to do. The test was invented in 1903 for all animals, livestock, even Seabiscuit the horse used it to run faster. This is we can increase people's youth extension and aging in the long-term and disease-proof metabolisms. We basically take some hair and we send a little kit, tell them how to take a little hair, send it back to us, we give it to the lab, and the lab can classify metabolic type from that. There's a great report that just tells you everything you need to know. And disease tendencies, things that are actually brewing in your body. 2,200 degenerative diseases have now been related back to the nutritional disturbances that caused them. So we start picking up on the first 220 of those. Even before the disease can express in a regular medical test, even before symptoms, we're picking up those diseases and fixing them test by test until balance is perfect. There's all the heavy seven deadly toxins, as we call them, the heavy metals, things like mercury that eat up your genes and degrade your telomeres that you will shorten your lifespan. There's a big problem with calcium nowadays. People have way too much calcium, not enough potassium, way too much sodium. It just all comes out here. 30-35 page report right from the lab with medically proven customized diets and supplements made by the lab, certified and licensed by the Health and Human Services Department of the United States. No kidding. It works. How? Well, there's about 100 million people doing this right now. They've been doing this for years, and animals before that. So we can fix what we find is wrong, but it's all about knowing, not guessing about this. People are amazed. They take vitamins, they're eating this and that, and then we test them, and, 40% of just this first test, 40% of the measurements on the average American are out of whack. We're the worst country in the world for nutritional imbalances, toxic infiltration, and developing degenerative disease. Unbelievable. So this is an A to Z huge report. It's all about you. It's your science project. You eat more of this, less of that. You take these vitamins, not that. Lays it right out. Shows you how fast your metabolism is. And that really is all about metabolism when we say fast. We're talking about digesting better, absorbing better, utilizing what you absorb more efficiently, and eliminating waste better. That adds up to a greater biological potential. And we're finding out what your genes really want. Were your ancestors more eating certain vegetables or certain foods? We're going to find this all out because that's where the real key, the genetic code of what you've got to do with the environment to make it work for you. It's another thing we were talking about with Sharon. But on a microscopic level, that is knowing instead of guessing about every nutrient in the body we can. So we start everybody out with a total body chemistry test, and we usually use that test as the basis. As Dr. Hoffer said, who's the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine, you've got to know your minerals before anything else will work. So we have to start there, and then we can build on it depending on how well you respond. Some people, about 60% of people, that's all they need. A few tests, the right foods and vitamins, it's amazing what happens. They lose weight. In fact, I think the Fox video on the from Fox News on the website is mostly about weight loss, but I've been on other networks as well talking about the ramifications of this. And of course, back in Malibu Health and Rehab, we used to accelerate thousands of times the eradication of disease and weight loss and life extension for all the celebrities out there. That's what we did. And I tested them all, and that's where I got my start. But back then, it wasn't as simplified, inexpensive, so easy to do, and wasn't mail orderable like it is today, thank gosh. So, in effect, people, when they go to the website, they can just, or call us, they can just order a kit. We obviously will send it to them right away. They'll get their results, a huge information they've never seen before. It'll amaze them. Classification, metabolic rate, all these disease tendencies, what the bad stuff is doing to you, what the good stuff needs to be increased, and what good stuff needs to be increased, and really from A to Z how to do this. And then retesting down the road, you become the scientific experiment. So the lab says, okay, This is too high. This is, okay, so we've got 100 million people before you, and we have a way to predict diet and supplements. This happens to be the best test for this out of 2,400 tests that you can do. So we do it. We don't want to complicate things.
Now, what if somebody is on medications? Can they still do this test and you take that into consideration?
Oh, gosh, yes, because every medication side effects come from disruptions in the way your body processes nutrients, increases your capacity, most meds also, for retaining toxins, too. Things like DDT, lead, it's enhanced. So we need to know about that. And what we can do is we can counterbalance it. Whatever the drug is doing to cause disruptions in the nutrients, we can correct so that less dosages are needed. And in many cases, drugs can be eliminated. We do it time and time again for high blood pressure, asthma, other things. And it's all about that specificity thing. So that is just knowing more exactly what your body needs and correcting it scientifically, not through guesswork, not through theory, you know, the real thing. And you've got to be the – I mean, it's like bringing the doctor in the lab to you. That's why we do this mail order. We skip all the middlemen. That's why it's so inexpensive and so easy. And it's going that way. We, you know, the government did a huge study that says, God, everybody should be doing this. What the heck's wrong out there? Well, with the drug commercial every second and – people running around thinking that medicine is the end all. They didn't know about orthomedicine. Not everybody knows. And the craziest thing is, you know, being in other countries, there are 72 countries, and the growth of nutrition testing, orthomolecular medicine as it's called, in other countries rivals us because by thousands of percent in some cases. Like China's going crazy right now on this. And all the Olympic team and our team, our top athletes, they're all doing this to run faster, jump higher. This is all part of it. People don't even realize how well developed this is, but other countries, they don't fool around. They don't have drug commercials every second. They don't have all these vitamins and minerals and diets and all that thrown at them. They don't know that, you know, this, what we have is as good as it is because they're just bombarded with all this other stuff that really just perpetuates a system of making mistakes because, and there's no accountability. You know, we take accountability. We can see what this does to you every step of the way. Just like a doctor says, here's your test, your cholesterol is high, go on this med, it'll go low. We're doing the same kind of thing with nutrition now. Oh, we just took a test, your calcium's too low or too high. Next test is going to be just right. You see what I'm saying?
So when someone does this, they send you the test, how long is it before they get the results?
Usually within 5 to 7 working days.
Oh, that's quick. And then once they do the initial test, you said 60% of people are, you know, can be kind of tweaked pretty quickly. Do they do this annually? What do you recommend for maintenance?
The lab does all the recommendations. It also turns out that the labs are much smarter, obviously, than the doctors, and that was part of the problem. For a doctor to figure this out, even Albert Einstein would have trouble, even though he contributed to this. The labs just have computers set up now. They just take your results, compare it against people like you, what worked for them, and they can predict diet and supplements with, you know, digital precision like never before. So the room for human error here is non-existent, you know, literally. And for the most part, when people follow this, they get the results that we expect, and most people feel it right away. Now, if you're the more out of balance you are, the more you might feel the effects of changes. It might feel sick for a few days, and then you feel good. Well, that's sometimes we're eliminating excess metals, and your body feels it. We call it elimination or detoxification. But then you see it all on paper, and you're able to figure out, even from the environment, what's polluting you. You know, we talked about pollution of the water systems. What about our body's water system? Yeah, well, we got to know what's there and how to get rid of it, because it's very specific. You can't do it one at a time either. You know, you have to do it in groups. There are groups of nutrients that work together. So a lot of people out there just taking one of each vitamin. There's actually 3 studies that show that people who take vitamins, 53% in fact, this is a 30-year study, are taking so many of the wrong ones, they're adding to their health problems. They'd be better off with none at all.
Back to basics, yes.
People, when they read the book, look at the website, they'll get the feel for this, that this is the real science of the science. Unfortunately, though, with the free market and with the, you know, this wellness, with wellness not really being rewarded as much as sickness, it's harder to find, that's all. But it's just as credible, and, you know, the labs run it. It's a $1 trillion industry worldwide. All the journals talk about it, and everybody predicts this is the way of medicine in the future. Just how long is it going to take?
Now, I noticed on your website there's some testimonials. Does one stand out that you would like to tell us about?
Muriel. She's right on there. She's amazing. You know, she has been on our programs for years. She's now 87. She, as a birthday present, was given the opportunity to go to be tested for her age. UCLA developed this actual age indication test where they go in and they scan you, do all these things to figure out how old you are compared to other people. She came up as 49.
Oh,
80.
Wow.
Perfect example. So, you know, people meet me, they constantly mistake me. They go, my God, what? You're almost 60? It freaks them out. And it's just, you really can see it. And even the people among my friends who are doing this and those who aren't, it's like my friends who do this look, you know, 10, 15, 20 years younger than the other friends. My brother looks like my father. He won't do anything, I'd say. But Muriel's the best testimonial. She's right on the website. There's a number of others, like I got a pro golfer that just incredibly became Rookie of the Year from our program. It's hard to get a lot of the celebs and the athletes because they don't want everybody to know their business, you know, so they don't always let me put a testimonial on. They'll say, no, don't put that on. They'll give me ones hidden, but, you know, they don't want you to know what they're doing that's special so you can beat them out.
This basically sounds so simple. I mean, when you really look at, you know, you send a test out, you get the results back, and you find out, you know, what are you doing right or wrong? It sounds basically very simple. Maybe because
it's
it is.
It's pure science.
It's pure science. There you go. Well, what would you give as your tip of the day? We have run out of time here.
Oh, darn. Okay. So much to talk about. Well, first of all, when it comes to just starting, I mean, we want everybody to call us or email us and get started on this anyway. But what the best tip of the day is, assumption is the mother of all mistakes. In other words, don't assume anything about yourself until you have some evidence that what you're talking about is true or false. And I say that because 99.7% of Americans who think they're on the best diet, the best vitamins, the meds are helping them, the doctors know everything, guess what? They are off the chart for having imbalances, developing sickness, metabolic problems, just like you see in the statistics. So they're not really safe, and they need to know about how to do this right and stop assuming they are
as healthy as they think they are. Get the scientific results, and then you will know for sure. Once again, Dr. Greg Teff's website is pncscience.com, and I thank you so much for being on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we will be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to Sharon Kleina. Her websites are biologic, aquaresearch.com, naturestears.com, and for her radio show, it's sharonkleinhour.com, Kleina, spelled K-L-Y-N-A, and Dr. Greg Teft, who we just talked to. Get your body in balance and watch what happens to your health. Thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, WJJG AM 1530, Jim, my most awesome programmer, and the leader of the pack here at WJJG, John DeVita. And don't forget to save the date of August 30th and 31st for the Rockin' 50 Senior Lifestyle Expo at Drury Lane in Oak Brook. The expo is from 9 till 2 on both days. You can go to seniorlifestyleexpo.org for your free tickets. And don't forget to visit the Aging Info Radio Rockin' 50s booth. And if you've missed any of our shows, they're archived at aginginforadio.com. And stay tuned to 1530 next Thursday at 1 o'clock. Aging Info Radio will be back. And you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
believe you change your mind.